What makes you sad? I remember going to a funeral and lots of people were crying. They held tissues to wipe away their tears. Some had been crying so much that their eyes were red. When somebody who is close to you dies, it can make you sad. This morning, we'll hear about two sisters, Mary and Martha, who were crying because their brother Lazarus had died. They asked Jesus to come and help them. But by the time Jesus got there, Lazarus was already in the tomb. He had been dead 4 days. You know what Jesus did? He cried. He cried too. He saw how sad Mary and Martha were, and his heart went out to them. He knows what we're going through, and he knows how much we hurt. But then he did something amazing. He called out, "Lazarus, come out." And guess what? Lazarus came back to life again. Incredible! That's how powerful Jesus is. He is even stronger than death. I brought a special cross with me this morning. This cross tells us that even Jesus died. But he also did something else. He came back to life again. In fact, he told one of those sisters, Martha, that he was the resurrection and the life. No tomb could ever hold him in. Death has no power over him. He lives forever. Now, here's his promise. One day he will come back. We don't know when that will be, but when Jesus does come back, everyone will come out of the places where they were buried. He will bring everyone back to life again. Those who believe that Jesus forgives us, saves us, and gives us eternal life will go to be with him forever in heaven. No more people dying, no more tears, no more sadness. Jesus is amazing, isn't he? Say this with me. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the resurrection and the life.